the Old Testament reading for this day from Isaiah chapter 64. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence, as when the fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, and that the nations might tremble at your presence. So far, the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, our coming King and the only Savior of the world. Today's Old Testament reading is a prayer to God to come down to earth and intervene on behalf of His people. With prophetic foresight, Isaiah looks ahead to the time when God's people will be exiles in Babylon. These would be dark days for the people of God. Judah had been overrun by the Babylonians. Her citizens were hauled off and taken captive to a strange land. Even the Davidic king was taken captive and made a prisoner in Babylon. Jerusalem, the city of God, was destroyed. The temple, the house of God, was burned and leveled. These were dark days indeed. It looked like God's enemies had won and His people had lost. God's enemies were conquering, and it looked as though God Himself had forgotten His promises to bless His people and to give them a future and a hope. And it's no different for the church today. The church, at least in America, is at a low point, demoralized, dispirited, and defeated. The enemies of God seem to have carried the day. Abortion, the murder of innocent children, is legal in many places, especially here in Illinois. And there's no end in sight. Homosexuality, an abomination in the sight of God, is out of the closet, out in the open, and pressing forward with their agenda, along with those pushing the ungodly and unnatural transgender agenda. It's so bad that children are acting like dogs and cats, and society expects us to go along with it and approve it. Of course, men and women are living together outside of marriage, and thus outside of God's good order, and it's widely condoned and praised. Not to mention the increase in violence, mayhem, and lawlessness throughout our nation and the world. The societal structures that used to identify sin as sin have broken down. The culture has eroded, and the church is seen as irrelevant weirdos, and in some cases, even terrorists. The church's message of law and gospel is not resonating, in part because the culture has brainwashed itself into thinking that God's law no longer applies. If there even is a God at all, or that we'll have to answer to Him. And where there is no sin, why would anyone need a Savior? If the law is neutered, then the gospel becomes irrelevant, and the gospel is precisely what the church has to offer. So these are dark days for the church. The church is ridiculed, ignored, and disrespected. It's like we are exiles in our own land. The pagans have taken over. And so we cry out with Isaiah, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence, as when the fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, and that the nations might tremble at your presence." How long will God allow this low point to last? When will He intervene and act? Strike down your enemies, O God! Vindicate your holy name. Deliver your holy people. Then Isaiah pauses to reflect. When you did awesome things that we did not look for, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From of old, no one has heard or perceived by the ear, no eye has seen a God besides you who acts for those who wait for Him. You meet Him who joyfully works righteousness, those who remember you in your ways. God has acted on behalf of His people before. He will act again. Wait. Wait and trust and remember. The Lord has always been true to His promises before. He has not suddenly changed His character. God will keep His word. He will vindicate His name and deliver His people. He will overthrow His enemies. God will indeed act in judgment and salvation. But this calls for God's people to wait in faith. Yes, the Lord will come and act on behalf of His church. He will deliver us out of this mess. He will right the wrong and He will overthrow the evildoers. The day is coming, the last day, the day of the Lord, when He will rend the heavens and come down. It will be a day of fire and quaking. The earth will be moved, and fire will rain down upon this wicked world, ripe for judgment. But for now, we wait. And that's good. For if God were to come down in fiery judgment right now, where would that leave us? We too are ripe for judgment. Yes, we ourselves, God's own people, have earned and incurred God's wrath. The prospect of God's judgment and our own guilt leads us to repentance. This time of waiting is a time of repentance. God is granting us time to recognize and mourn our own sins. Isaiah saw the low state of God's people as a case of God chastising them, disciplining them, bringing them low in order to bring them to repentance. Therefore, he confesses the sins of the people. "Behold, you were angry and we sinned. In our sins we have been a long time. And shall we be saved? We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away. There is no one who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us and have made us melt in the hand of our iniquities. This is our confession too. We have sinned, and in our sins we have been a long time. Unclean and polluted have been our souls and our deeds, as we have let ourselves be influenced and infected by the opinions and attitudes of the world. Fading late autumn leaves, dried up and sapped of vitality. This is what happens when we do not draw our strength and life from the Lord through His Word. Apathetic and listless, lifeless, weak, living far different from the way the church ought to be. How few even bother to come to church anymore, treating as a light and casual thing, the Lord's holy day and His holy house and His holy people, despising preaching and God's Word by their indifference. How few actively and gladly hear God's Word and learn it, or even want to learn it. How deeply the words of the prophet strike home today. There is no one who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to take hold of you. Advent is a season of repentance. God is giving you this time to repent, to confess your sins, to turn from them and change your ways. God is calling you to turn to Him and seek His mercy and forgiveness. All of us, your pastor included, have things for which we need to repent. Taking God's grace for granted. Not letting God's Word have its way with us. Letting the world make inroads into our soul. Lord, have mercy. Forgive us. Restore your people. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Be not so terribly angry, O Lord, and remember not iniquity forever. Behold, please look, and we are all your people. Dear ones, hear now how God answers your prayer. The Lord is not coming down in judgment on you. Instead, He comes down in mercy. Behold, your King is coming to you, righteous and having salvation. Behold, He comes as a little child, weak and innocent, meek and lowly, lying in a manger. Behold, He comes as a peaceful King, humble, blessed and blessing, riding on a borrowed colt. Behold this King, mocked and flogged, disrespected and despised, ridiculed and reviled, nailed to a criminal's cross. Here then is God's answer. A Savior for our sins, Jesus Christ, who takes the judgment, the terrible anger that we deserve, and brings us salvation and deliverance in its place. God beholds us in mercy. He looks upon us in grace for the sake of His Son, who came down from heaven and won our salvation, rending death in the process and quaking the gates of hell. Yes, the day of judgment is coming. Christ, our returning King, will indeed rend the heavens and come down. in glory, in judgment, to vindicate God's name, to destroy God's enemies, and to deliver God's people. Oh, how we wait for that day. We long for that day. We wait in faith and hope. God has not forgotten His promises. Hosanna. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. Amen.